You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I'm going to begin breaking down the top 30 prospects in the Mets farm system according to Baseball America, starting with number 30, which is Hayden Senger. He's a catcher. I'm going to talk about him in the first half of the show. Then later on in the second half, I'm going to talk about Scott Oda, an outfielder that was just drafted this past year. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at Finkelstein Ryan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizeOnline.com. So first, talking about Hayden Senger, he is a catching prospect. As I mentioned, the Mets drafted him in the 24th round back in 2018 out of Miami, not Miami University, South Florida, Miami, but Miami of Ohio. He spent three seasons there, was not a great hitting catcher early on, but had a great final campaign in 2018 when he hit .344 with a .429 on base percentage and a .511 slugging percentage, good for a .940 OPS. He did have 17 doubles, two triples, and three home runs across 48 games, had 34 RBIs, 32 runs scored, even stole eight bases, although he was caught six times. So the Mets draft him, and it is impressive that he finds himself on this list as a catching prospect. Then again, that could tell you something about the state of the Mets farm system, because he has not really gone out and dominated his first couple years in the minor leagues to get himself to this point. Even after having a great season in college, he fell to the Mets in the 24th round in 2018. But you look at the numbers, he started his first year in the minor leagues after being drafted in Kingsport and Rookie League. He played well across 10 games, batted .400 with a .488 on base percentage, a .600 slugging percentage. Again, small sample size, 10 games, but he did have four doubles and a home run in those 10 games. He ends up finishing the year in Brooklyn with the Cyclones. Did not hit as well there, hit .250 with a .373 on base percentage and not a ton of pop. Last year, 2019, his first real full season in the minor leagues, across 90 games, he hit .230 with a .324 on base percentage and a .345 OPS, had 21 doubles in 90 games, one triple, and four home runs. So that doesn't paint the picture of a perfect catching prospect, but if you go to what Baseball America says about Senger, they say he's a glove-first catcher, and that's going to be a lot of catchers' real path to the major leagues. They peg him as a future backup catcher candidate, and they do say that a real reason why he has some value is because he improved a lot last year. They say he hit .185 in the first half, but in the second half, he improved dramatically, hitting .271 with 18 of his 26 extra base hits. Senger is at his best when focused on taking the ball the other way, and they say because of that, you're not going to see big home run potential from Hayden Senger. So you can't get too excited about a prospect like this. This is the back end of these prospect rankings, obviously the Mets top 30, but it's another guy that can fill into the Mets system. You need defensive first backup catching options. The Mets have a lot of these right now. You have, of course, Tomas Nito at the big league level. You then have Ali Sanchez, who was added to the 40-man roster, who will probably start the season whenever it does start in AAA, but he is now the next guy to potentially get a crack at as a defensive first backup catcher. What we aren't seeing is a ton of guys who have a real plus-plus hit tool that can also be a catcher. I talked about Patrick Mazika in my honorable mentions, but you don't see a ton of really standout catching prospects with the Mets, except for, of course, Francisco Alvarez, who is the Mets' number two prospect. A little spoiler there, but that is the guy that I think the Mets are really counting on. He is still very young, only 18 years old, turns 19 in November, born in 2001. That'll make you feel old. But anyway, Francisco Alvarez is the guy that can really turn into a all-around superstar catcher in the Mets farm system. Outside of him, there's not a lot of guys. But you know what? Hayden Sanger is a guy who has some success, as I mentioned, in college. His last year, he hit pretty well. You look at his minor league career so far, and it's not the most impressive, but he does have a 710 OPS as a minor leaguer across 122 games. That's something to build on, and now he gets the chance to start to work his way up. Eventually, he should get a full season in Port St. Lucie, maybe next year, if not this year. And we'll see if that hit tool ever develops, if he can be a solid contact catcher, and he can continue to be a very good receiver of the ball behind the plate. Maybe you do see Hayden Sanger at some point in a New York Mets uniform. It's just not the type of prospect that you are just dying to see them progress. Scott Oda, though, who I'm going to talk about in just a minute, has a little bit more potential there. He's done some really impressive things, not only in the minor leagues in the short time he's been with the Mets, but he had a very good college career. So I'm going to talk about Scott Oda in just a minute. But first, do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they are still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale of 2020. If you are looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on a data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have that Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, and even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even knows who's who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com at withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. Now let's talk about the number 29 prospect in the Mets farm system, according to Baseball America, and that is Scott Oda, a left-handed outfielder who actually plays right field, who was drafted by the Mets in the 10th round of this most recent draft out of the University of Illinois at Chicago. And I'll tell you, Scott Oda, what impresses me the most about him is the fact that he has already leapfrogged two guys in the Mets farm system who were drafted ahead of him at his position. At one point, if you're a long-time Locked On Mets listener, I broke down Jake Mangum, who was the Mets' fourth-round pick this past draft. He was an outstanding college outfielder who I believe set the record for hits in the SEC playing for Mississippi State. Just had a tremendous collegiate career. He hit 357 across four seasons at Mississippi State. And I thought that he would be the guy that would maybe crack the top 30 list of those outfield prospects that came from this last draft. You also have Zach Ashford, another draft pick who was drafted in the sixth round of this last draft. Ashford hit 381 as a senior at Fresno State before getting drafted. And he even made it up to Port St. Lucie for the playoffs at the end of the season last year, it looks like, playing 5 games with the St. Lucie Mets. How does Oda leapfrog those two guys? One word: power. You look at Jake Mangum, and while he was an outstanding hitter in college across 4 seasons, he only had 5 home runs. He did not hit any home runs with the Brooklyn Cyclones last year. Real contact guy with some speed, but not a big power hitter. He slugged just .297 with the Brooklyn Cyclones. You move over to Zach Ashford, and across his 4 seasons in the minor leagues, he had just 7 home runs. He had 3 last year across his stops with the Mets, his 3 stops, that is, in the minor leagues, but not the biggest of power hitters. Scott Oda, on the other hand, has some pop. His last year, if you went, simply based on Baseball Reference, his last year in college, he had 40 home runs and 128 RBIs, although I fact-checked that because Baseball Reference has him playing 104 games as a senior in college, and I think they played like 50-something, 56 games across their schedule, so that did not add up. I looked on their actual website, and they only played, they basically doubled those stats. So really, Oda had 20 home runs that year, but that was still by far the best on his team. His team as a whole had 41, and Oda had 20. He had 64 RBIs, 14 doubles, 2 triples. This is all across just 52 games played. His slugging percentage was .749. His on-base percentage was .458. Did that a little bit backwards, but he's also a .357 hitter in that last season in college. So that's a really impressive line as a college player. Oda's final OPS in college was a very impressive 1,207. You just don't see that. So anyway, that was a really great collegiate season for Oda. He gets drafted in the 10th round, comes to the Mets, plays 51 games in Kingsport in rookie league, hits .273 with a .355 on-base percentage, a .519 slugging percentage. Again, still showed that pop. Had an .875 OPS. He had 14 doubles in those 51 games, 5 triples, and 7 home runs, go along with 26 RBIs. So that was a really good start to his minor league career. If you see what Baseball America has to say about Oda, and again, they saw him and what he did, and they leapfrogged him ahead of the other outfielders that were drafted by the Mets in the top 10. And here's what they say. Oda takes a professional approach to hitting that helps him produce at a level above his average tool set. He has a disciplined approach and puts the ball in play with gap power to all fields. He uses a small leg lift and bared arm in his swing to emphasize contact over power. Ordinary power and speed make Oda's most likely path that of an extra outfielder. He is a sound defender and right who makes good decisions and has an average arm. When looking at his future, Baseball America says what Oda lacks in terms of a carrying tool, which means not having this above average, outstanding power that really jumps off the screen. Like Pete Alonso had a carrying tool of power. I mean, you knew that he was going to show up and be a very good power hitter. The other tools had to develop around that. A player like Mangum maybe has a speed tool that's a carrying tool, but apparently it's not impressive enough or it doesn't buoy the other parts of his game that weren't up to snuff that didn't put Mangum on this list. So what they're saying here is that Oda does not have a really outstanding tool, but he makes up for that with his baseball IQ and all-around play. He will have to keep proving himself as he advances up the minor league ladder. So this is a player who was probably, you know, one of the best players on his team at every level. He might not be the most gifted guy out there. He might not be someone who was just born with incredible talent, but he's a hard worker and he's someone who knows the game of baseball and just finds a way to be a winning player. When I spent a year covering the Palm Beach Cardinals, which is a high A ball team in Jupiter, and I watched those guys play, there's a few guys. One of them was Andy Young, who's a second base prospect. I think he got traded to the Indians. Regardless, there's a couple guys that you'll see on each team that just know how to play the game of baseball, and they might not be the highest of draft picks. They might not get a ton of love. They might not be always considered a top prospect, but there's some guys who can just play the game of baseball and find their way to success. A good example would be Jeff McNeil. I mean, no one expected Jeff McNeil to turn into what he has become, which is an all-star, but he was a hard worker. He was very gifted as a contact hitter. He improved year after year. He developed some power. He got to the big leagues, and he has excelled ever since. I'm not saying Scott Oda is the next Jeff McNeil, by any stretch. I mean, he's still got a long way to go. He just got drafted. But this is a player that can continue to produce. He can go into single A if he tears that up in Port St. Lucie, earn some promotions. Who knows? This could be a player that surprises some people and ends up turning himself into a prospect that can make an impact for the Mets down the line. When you're looking at Scott Oda right now, he is already 22 years old. So I think you should expect a pretty fast track of progression throughout his minor league career. He was a four-year college player. I think he'll probably start whenever minor league baseball resumes, playing in Columbia, and then, you know, he could, depending on how everything works, end up in Port St. Lucie by the end of this season, especially if this was a regular year where they had a full year. Otherwise, I would expect next year in 2021, he probably has a really important season playing in Port St. Lucie, getting a chance to start every day. And if he excels and ends up doing what he should, he'll find himself in Double-A in the summer of 2021 by the end of the year. And then at that point, you're getting to the area where you could eventually find yourself in the Mets outfield at some point in the 2022 season. So I think Scott Oda is an interesting name to watch. You see him right now as someone who has impressed. He's impressed enough to leapfrog a couple guys that were drafted ahead of him. And so I think it will be interesting to see what he looks like over the next couple of years. So I'm really intrigued with Scott Oda. A little bit less intrigued by Hayden Sanger. But you never know how these prospects will ultimately develop. Anyway, that'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. Next week across the Locked On Podcast Network, you can hear everyone celebrating some of the best seasons in their franchise's history. So I will be spending next week talking about the 1986 Mets. Should probably have Brian Wright on at some point, and maybe we'll get into some of the players that made his all-time team that were on the 86 Mets. So I was going to do catchers, but might take that in a different direction. Guys like Gary Carter, Keith Hernandez, and more. Anyway, have a great weekend. Stay safe. Also, if you want to get some more great baseball content, check out the Locked On MLB podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All you have to do to find the show is tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On MLB.